Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs to celebrate the 100th birthday of UT El Paso. Today's guest is from the College of Education from the Department of Teacher Training, and her name is Erica Mean. And Erica, welcome to 100 at 100.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Tell us what you do over there in the way of research. Education has been around since Socrates and before. You'd think we'd know a lot more, but every university has a big College of Education. What's new?
Well, education is a very interdisciplinary field, and my area is literacy by literacy study. So by literacy, referring to reading and writing across two languages, and here in the border context, those two languages primarily are Spanish and English. So that's my area of focus, is literacy by literacy. My training is really as an ethnographer of literacy, so looking at reading and writing in context, in the context that it happens. And the context that I look at in my research is academic context. So I'm very interested in second language writers, bilingual writers across the disciplines, and in middle school level, high school level, and at the college level as well. So we know that writing is a critical issue. We know that students' proficiency in academic writing is tied to academic success at the high school level, at the college level. And we also hear a lot from teachers and from professors as well about what their students are not able to do with writing. And this is, again, across subject areas, not just in English, but across subject areas. And the research that I do is really, and also people in my subfield, is really focused on what students are able to do, trying to take an assets-based approach or a strengths-based approach to writing. And when it comes to second language writers and bilingual writers, looking at how bilingual students use their first language as a resource for writing academic English.
Right? So, I mean, can you, as a professional in the area, look at a piece of prose and say, I bet that person also speaks and writes Spanish?
Yes.
Or the other way around? I mean, there are clear markers?
Mm-hmm. There are clear markers. And I think that's really helpful for teachers to know those clear markers, because then they're able to use that. They're able to help students identify them and then use that as a bridge to learning how to write correctly in English as well.
So, I mean, is that general, regardless of your experience here? But when people are multilingual, can you tell that the way they write?
Well, that's a good question. I think what we can see is, and there's sort of subfields of study around this, but you can see certain patterns of writing in different languages and then how that translates to English.
How does this help children get educated better, your study?
Well, and that's sort of why we're doing this research, right? Is to work with teachers to, I mean, what we know is that when teachers have a toolkit for drawing on students' full linguistic repertoires, right? What they know in all of their languages, right? That when they have that kind of toolkit, that they can help their students write better. And so there's a few things that they can do. One is including lots of different kinds of writing into their classes, but also different kinds of writing tasks. So informal writing where it's not even graded. So instead of just having formal writing that, you know, papers that are graded at the end of the semester or every so often, having lots of different kinds of informal writing where students are making sense of concepts in their writing, and sometimes even in the language they feel most comfortable in.
Why would you do that?
Because we know that writing is a very powerful form of learning. So when students are able to make sense of an idea and put it on the page, put it into their own words, that something happens in their brain and they're able to learn it in a different way than just reading it.
So thank you very much, Erica. Erica Mean, Professor of Education over there in the College of Education in the Department of Teacher Education, for being part of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of UT El Paso's 100th birthday, and I'm Keith Pannell.